This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you're on hold, stay there, but we've been telling folks we're going to play some audio. We got Jaden Daniels. Ever heard of him? Commander's second-year quarterback. Most important player in the organization. Had a tough year, a lot of injuries. Played 4 complete games this year. Down for him, down for everyone. Still, this team's chances of winning in 26 and beyond rest on his right arm. Jaden Daniels spoke to the media earlier today.
What is day like for you? Obviously, the emotions of locker clean out, and you know next year the team probably looks a little different.
I think you kind of just don't take these moments for granted because, like you said, the team will be different next year. You know, a lot of guys you spent a lot of time with. Some of the guys will be back. Some of the guys will go to other teams and other places. So you kind of just enjoy these moments and you kind of don't take them for granted.
What gives you the confidence, Jaden, that a season like this won't happen again next season collectively as a team?
I mean, every season is different. It's a new year every year. You got to go out and put in the same work, and you know when it started off season, everybody be 0-0.
How do you feel physically obviously seeing the field on that?
I'm good. I'm healthy.
Did it help? How did it help you the last several weeks just to be out there passing? You know, we know they want to see you on the field, and you want to be out there. But what kind of growth do you feel you made even in the last month?
I think you just get a different perspective watching the games, and you understand the importance of each and every play, how important each play are in the game. You only get a 65 plays max. I think that's kind of what the average is. So you kind of just see the importance of each and every play. You kind of learn from a different perspective.
And then there's been a lot of talk about Cliff, his future here with a head coaching job or whatever. What have been your thoughts on him as a coordinator and just, you know, in the offense?
I mean, I love working with Cliff. You know, me and him have a special relationship. You know, we kind of built that over these past 2 years. And, you know, I kind of just wish I was out there more to play for him this past year. So, I mean, that's kind of the focus for me in this offseason, is just rebuilding myself from the ground up and, you know, hopefully go out there. And that's the most important thing, to be available for my team.
I know a lot of it was out of your control with injuries and things like that. But is a day like today when you guys are saying you're – goodbyes motivating at all? You know, the playoffs are rolling on next week.
Yeah, I think as a competitor, you don't want to have a locker room clean out this early. You want to be in the dance. So, you know, definitely motivation for next year. But that's just not how the cards were dealt this year was.
You said you're going to rebuild yourself in the offseason. What does that look like? What does that mean?
I guess you guys have to see when we get back. But, you know, kind of just take some time away and, you know, just focus on my mental, focus on everything else, and spend time with my loved ones while also working out and figure out those spaces I need to grow in.
What have you mapped out for yourself for this offseason in terms of training or just the personal thing?
I don't want to give none of my secrets away. you know, kind of just go out there and you'll figure it out.
Is there something specifically you want to kind of focus on and work on?
I just want to be a better person and better version of myself in general.
How cool is it to see Bobby get 2,000?
It was awesome. It's a guy that obviously I've gotten super close with from the same area, and just to see a legend like that in his daily process, and obviously he deserves it all, and I was just super happy for him when he got that last tackle.
Jake, does a year like this motivate you differently than others?
I mean, it's going my third year, so obviously I was motivated last year to get back, so you know, it just didn't go that way, so I would say it would, but I don't have a lot of years to kind of just go on that and be like, no, this year is different than, you know, my third year, so each and every year I'm motivated to go out there and play the game I love.
You're going to be linked to Drake May and Caleb Williams for your own career, probably. What was it like watching them having they had that motivated you to kind of see where they're at right now?
I mean, I think that just says a lot about our class. Those guys put in the work. They deserve everything that they got and what's to come. And I'm super excited to see them and what they do in the playoffs. I'm pretty sure they felt the same way for me last year. So it'll be fun to sit up there and watch them. But I think the kind of test, like, we got a badass class of quarterbacks.
How much does that mean to you to be part of that group? And even, like you said, some players might not feel it that way because they're
I mean, at the end of the day, we're all going to be linked together. And we're all super competitive. That's why we're in this league. So it's not like, I hate you type of thing. But it's a mutual respect. And you want to see the people that you came into the NFL with do good. And, I mean, that's kind of just what it's going to be. I mean, for the rest of our career, the rest of our lives, you know, we're going to be linked together. So it's nothing that we could do or say. The media is going to pin us against each other. So that's kind of just what the media does.
Jaden Daniels speaking with reporters there at Locker Cleanout here in Ashburn. B. Mitchell Finley live in BigBear.ai Performance Center. Two biggest takeaways. I personally maybe don't understand the need to ask Jaden about the other quarterbacks. Were those guys asked about him last year? I don't know.
Yep. You can ask that question. That's like they said, that's going to last. That's going to go with him.
You're right. You've
for
been
the rest
saying
of his
that.
Career.
Jaden says he's healthy. Jaden says, I wish I played more for Cliff. I love Cliff. We have a special relationship. My two biggest takeaways.
My takeaway is when he says, I'm going to rebuild myself. And they immediately, how does that look? He was talking more mental and things of that nature, not necessarily physical. Because, you know, when he started naming stuff, he never said anything physical.
Right.
And I think Jaden understands that the proper decision-making can take him through this whole thing. Because as the game was starting yesterday, I was looking at Devontae's.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Smith, a guy who does some miraculous catches and get hit by people.
Yeah.
And he's smaller than Jaden.
Yeah.
Remember when he first got drafted? He ain't going to be able to survive in this league. Didn't he get 1,000 yards yesterday?
Yeah.
And he's been doing it for a long time now. That's like 6-7 years now, right?
Pilates.
It's just like you gotta find a way to you as you grow, as you be mature as a man, you could take on different things that you couldn't take on that was earlier in your career. And on top of it, freak accidents are freak accidents. They're going to happen.
I want to let some of these callers weigh in. Let's go. Eric is in Gaithersburg, been on hold a while. What's up, Eric?
Belated Happy New Year, gents. How are you?
Same to you, brother.
I just wanted to say, I think we got a lot of personnel issues, and I'm worried about Adam Peters. I mean, you looked at our first-string defense playing their second-string offense, and we struggled. So I feel like we got a bunch of second-stringers, and there's some good players out there, but either the scheme or something isn't working because we looked just really bad playing against a second-string team. And then thinking about Larry Tunsil and, you know, the negotiations. So, you know, nobody wants it to drag out like they did with Terry. And, of course, I don't want that either. But then if they fix this quickly, does Terry now think, you made me go through hell and back to get my money and you gave it to this guy right away? So do we start creating some discord on the team? I think Adam put himself in a very tough position with the way that they handled that last year. And that's going to have repercussions for a while for the team.
I hear that. I don't agree with that.
I don't
that.
Think Terry's going to be fazed by that moving forward at
yeah,
all.
Yeah. Players within NFL locker rooms look at their own situations, and that's why players never blast another guy for holding out or anything. I don't think – like, whatever damage was done to Adam and Terry's relationship is done. I don't think what happens with Tunsil will impact it, honestly. But I appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Do you agree with that? I don't know. Maybe
yeah,
you feel
I agree with you. And the thing about it, like, I know they keep saying second teamers, this, that, and the other. Look at how many starters that we actually had on that field yesterday.
Defensively. Offensively, there weren't many.
Newton wasn't your starter beginning.
You had Payne and Kinlaw.
Wise was a starter in the beginning. Dorian Armstrong was a starter. Amos was a starter. You got a lot of different dudes out there, too. So it's not completely your – you got a lot of mixture of people in that thing. And you got to look at it. It's just like – and I don't – I love people to just say the guy that's a backup – oh, he backups are damn good in this league.
Sure.
On multiple teams.
I think you would have – defensively, you would have liked to see them be able to shut down McKee. But in the – they gave up 275 yards of offense through three quarters. In the fourth quarter, when this thing turned around, they gave up, I think, 30 yards.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I understand folks are
hey, man,
happy
I
about
keep
it.
Saying everybody's a pro. And now we, on the outside, we look at it. Like, just because you're not the starter, oh, you can't play. Everybody can play at this damn league. Everybody.
Let's sneak these last couple calls in. Zion is in Surrey. What's up, Zion?
What's going on, bro? Glad to be on the call. I got an easy solution for us. And to address the offense, we got to go smash mouth with an offensive coordinator with a mindset of pounding the ground no matter what. It controls the clock. It determines the physicality. It keeps your players healthier because they out there run blocking the majority of the time. It wins in the winter months when it's freezing cold and snow. It uses your fullbacks. We didn't even have a fullback on our roster this year. And Cliff's offense, he all about all the blades of grass. No grass matters behind the line of scrimmage. That's bad territory back there. To be holding the ball and shotgun and all these pretty formations, that stuff don't do nothing but get your butt kicked. And on the defensive side, we need to hire Jim Schwartz because I think he's available now. Stefanski got fired, so I'm quite sure Jim Schwartz is looking for somewhere to land. Raheem Morris will be a good candidate. And
I
Flores
like Jim Schwartz.
You know what I'm saying? And we must get true
yeah,
violent
I wonder,
players on defense.
You think Minnesota no – like, if Flores gets a head coaching job, I get it. Thank you for the call, Zion. It's a good call. If Flores gets a head coaching job, I completely understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Is he going to leave – for another D coordinator job? It's not like Minnesota doesn't have
cash. You can't really
cash.
Just make that.
They could also not let him leave. They could not let him interview.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They
could
not let him. If it's the same position, they a level move, they can stop it.
His contract may be expiring after 2 years. I wouldn't let him leave. I don't know. I wouldn't let him leave. Mm-hmm. I like Schwartz, though. That's an interesting one. Let's go to Jamie in Fredericksburg. What's up, Jamie?
Happy New Year.
Hey, man, you there?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up,
go ahead,
dude?
Man.
Go ahead.
What's happening?
Oh, sorry about that. I just keep hearing all the talk about wide receiver, and when I look at this team and what it really needs, I think it's an identity. And we've already invested capital in wide receiver with a third-round pick in McCaffrey and a fourth-round pick in Lane. Why do we not trust the guys to develop and take a running back, Jeremiah Love, and make an identity with this team and just start running through people's faces? That's what I want to see. You've invested in the O-line. Let's get somebody to pair with Crosby Marriott and just run through everybody's faces.
So let me ask you a question, though. You just don't give a damn about the defense, though, right?
I do, but we don't know who's going to be there at 7. We don't even know the two quarterbacks are coming out because Moore from Oregon could stay back. If it's only Mendoza, what if defense goes every pick before us? I don't want to take a defensive guy just to take a defensive guy. And we're going to have a lot of money in free agency, too. They could solve that. I like Dorrance Armstrong. He looked good before he got hurt. That might be one half of the problem right there.
He's got to come back from a major knee injury.
You need more than Dorrance, though. You need about Dorrance. You need to get Martin to keep playing well. You need two more. You need about 4 pass rushers on a football team, legitimate pass rushers, not just 2.
Thank you. Listen, I think Love is going to be a hell of a player. If they moved back, I think Love could make a lot more sense. We'll see where he ends up going. I'd have a hard time if you stick at 7 to not get one of these pass rushers that look like they'll be there. Let's do this, though, before I go to lock the phone lines up. Greg and Papa Mike, if you're there when we come back, we'll take your calls and we'll make some bets. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades, So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.